This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe.
How tough is it for a second year player like Jalen Pope to be missing so much valuable time and, you know, trying to make the team?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways around being out here at practice. I think that everybody, whether that's a first year, second year, 10 year, you know, we think that practice is important, but obviously there's circumstances around being out here and not being out here, and how you can stay up with the installation, the beginning part of camp. You know, there is installation. It's a repeat from the spring. So, you know, hopefully any player that's not out here can stay engaged and continue to learn and get the information that they need, and then be ready when they get back. I think that's the important thing. And that's what, you know, is focusing on doing everything thing that you can to get back as quickly as possible. But also when you do get back, you know, there's not a big drop off of information lost when you get back.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Oh, you ready for a hot one out here today, Keefe?
Oh, it's going to be sweaty. It's going to be a sweaty one. It's a walkthrough, though, for the team. So maybe it's just maybe a walkthrough for us as well.
Yeah.
Take it kind of easy today.
Look, I don't hate that. It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
It's a summer Friday.
Ease right into that weekend.
That's what they're doing.
They're not even bothering with helmets, though.
No helmet. Keep the hats in the locker room. Just come on out. Just have a good stretch.
Yesterday,
walk through a few things.
At least they had helmets on.
Right.
There was no shoulder pads, no nothing.
No, this is nothing.
This is a big nothing burger of a walkthrough.
Practice jersey.
Vrabel straight up referred to it as a walkthrough. You heard him there. He just wrapped up speaking a few moments ago. That was on Jalen Polk. But yeah, I'd say let's get in here. Let's hydrate, Keefe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I don't necessarily know what our takeaways are going to be live here at Gillette Stadium for day three of Patriots training camp. We're presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Anything jumps out to us today, we'll be sure to pass it along. But really, we'll take a look at the Patriots here through 2 days of training camp as we ease into the start of joint practices, the start of preseason, and eventually the season opener for New England coming up this year against the Las Vegas Raiders. All your thoughts, 617-779-7937. That's also your text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can chat there as well. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'll start with this, Keefe. I was minding my own business.
Sure, as you do.
You know what? I don't like to get into other people's beeswax. That's not what I like to do.
You're not nosy.
So I'm sitting there, I'm minding my own beeswax this morning. I'm watching the rerun of BST last night.
Nice. Any good guests?
I see, well, they had Curran.
Yeah, great guest.
And then I also saw one, Rich Keefe.
That's right.
Nice job there, Keith, last night.
Yeah, bro. No big deal. Kind of a big deal, though.
Yeah, that was really a brag on your behalf.
Thank you. You
didn't bring that up.
No,
I brought this up for you.
I didn't. Wasn't trying to rub that in anybody's face.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't realize it was quite such a controversy.
No.
But you kicked a little hornet's nest there on the Mike and Mike program.
Yeah.
With Felger, that he was not a big fan of the quarterbacks running. And I saw something I rarely see.
Mm.
which was a verbal tap out, is what that was. I think there was such a body bag. you can go view this. Our pal Savage Sports on Twitter. Clipped this video, but there was a verbal body bag last night, a verbal tap out.
Yeah. You hate to have to do it, especially on somebody else's show, but you know sometimes it happens.
It was an honor of the Hulkster.
It was an honor of the Hulkster. Yeah, that one's for you, brother.
Yeah.
Also, our Hoss of the Week. We should mention this.
Officially, our Hoss of the Week.
Our first dead Hoss of the Week goes to Hollywood
great
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
He was a big dude.
Yeah.
He was a big, big dude.
Indeed.
So he can enjoy that honor in the sky. But no, so how this discussion even got brought up was there was some conversation from Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry yesterday, two guys that played for Josh McDaniels in 2021, and they were asked about, hey, is there a new rig? How different is the offense? Right, because we were hearing about these new wrinkles, right? Josh McDaniels went all around the country learning from all these different offenses, college, pro, everywhere else.
I think you heard from the beat writers. He's got. We can't tell you what they are because they can't report on all they're seeing formationally and whatnot at OTAs and minicamps. But we heard it's going to be a new offense from Josh McDaniels.
And so maybe Bourne and Henry are just keeping it under their hats or whatever. But they're like, yeah, it's pretty much the same. He's like, Josh has different assistants, but other than that, it's pretty much the same. And then so what happened was in this conversation last night, it turned into, well, you know, what they're doing right now, maybe you're not going to have design runs for Drake May, because really what's the point? You are kind of working on, you know, route concepts and just Drake May getting the ball out of his hands and all that stuff. But once you get the pads on, once you're really hitting for real, then maybe, you work in some of those design runs. And then that's when Felger kind of pushed back. He's like, I don't want the quarterback to run. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Like, that is one of Drake May's strengths, and that is around the league, more quarterbacks than not use their legs. And it doesn't mean
the good ones.
It doesn't mean you're, like, running a wishbone and you're just, like, nonstop running, like, 20 carries. Nobody's saying that, but it should be part of his game to throw the defense off. I think if you say, hey, Drake May, stay in the pocket, just throw the ball. If it's not there, throw it away, live to play another day. One that's kind of playing scared, but you're also not playing into his strengths. You see what Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, four of the top six quarterbacks in the NFL, run. The MVP from last year, the Super Bowl champion from last year, those guys run. And so hopefully that's what they're doing with Drake May.
Three of those four quarterbacks were in the Final Four, right?
Yeah, the championship weekend.
One won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, to me,
and this year, the favorites in the AFC are the Ravens and the Bills that have those two quarterbacks that run quite a bit.
Yeah, but imagine how favored they'd be if they didn't let
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson run around. But Drake May, like if you like Drake May enough, as the Patriots did to draft him third overall, you look back at what he did in college, and one of the things he could do in college was scoot. And so I understand there's a fine line, and you're not just like, hey, lower your head, Drake, and pick up the extra yard. There is a balance, and that's where I think Mike Vrabel comes into play even more so than Josh McDaniels, where you're like, all right, you got to pick and choose when we do it. We got to do it in a way that's going to keep you upright. But Josh Allen runs a lot, correct? Josh Allen never misses games. So you can run and also avoid injury.
Yeah, so to me, balance is the right word. I think Drake May actually kind of hit on this after day one of training camp back on Wednesday. He was asked what he's working on and what he's really focused on, you know, improving. And he goes, yeah. I like that, Karen.
It's a great question.
And then he went into the things he's actually trying to improve, and he said, well, I want to hang in on the throw a little bit longer.
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
Yeah, that is fine.
That's great, actually.
I would love for him to hang with a play. Don't just go to your first read, say it's not there, dip your head and run, and take off. Like, that is a sign. You got to go through your progressions. And Allen and Lamar Jackson are incredible at this. Mahomes is incredible at this. Go to your first read. It's not there. Go to your second read. It's not there. Third read, not there. Take off. Right? That, to me, would be fine. First read, not there, take off, no good. Like that, a defense is going to adjust to that real quick. A defense is going to start taking things away. So hanging with your throws more, great. I'm all for that. That's something he needs to improve on in year two. I still want him to scramble. I think it's a good quality for your quarterback to be able to escape and have that answer for a defense on third and shorts, third and long. I mean, any play where it's not there and a quarterback is there to keep the defense honest, that's one less guy that can double on Stephon Diggs, or it's one less guy that can focus on Trevion Henderson, or whatever. It's just one less guy to focus on defensively. I think it's a big, big advantage. And specifically what I want, and what Josh did do when Cam Newton was here, he didn't do it with Mac. He didn't do it with Zappe. He didn't do it with, if he even was with Zappe, actually, that might not be right. He didn't do it with Brady, obviously. He did a little bit when Brissett was here. The designed runs.
Yeah.
Drake May should have designed runs in the game plan every single week. That keeps the defense honest. I think that helps your run game.
Yeah.
If the quarterback is a threat to run, they can't just key on whoever's back there, Stevenson, Gibson, Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
I think it should be a big, big part of what they do.
And I agree.
I don't really get not wanting it.
And a point that Tom Curran, who's going to join us next Tuesday, as he does every Tuesday, he'll be in person here after camp next Tuesday. We'll be down here. But one of the points he brought up, which is also should be added to this conversation about Drake May needing to run, is look at the guys around him on offense. You know, it's one thing if you said, hey, you have Wes Welker, Randy Moss, Corey Dillon, Rob Gronkowski.
Bingo.
Like, maybe cool it with a run. You don't need to run. You have all these other guys.
Bingo.
Their leading rusher could be maybe Stevenson if he holds on to the ball, maybe Henderson, maybe Gibson, for God's sakes. We assume their leading receiver is going to be Diggs, but then there's a big drop-off after that. So one of your best offensive weapons is your quarterback. And so looking at it last year, the top five rushing quarterbacks just for yards – Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen. So four out of five of those guys you would consider elite, elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And then Kyler Murray, who you and I kind of like more than not.
I like Murray, but he's not the greatest for our argument.
And then even Bo Nix was eighth. Like, so that was a part of Bo Nix's game a little bit, and he made the playoffs that way. And if you took that away from his game, that you're going to hurt him. Plus some of the rushing touchdowns on these guys – off the charts. Jalen Hurts, now that I know there's tush push involved there, he ran for 14 touchdowns. Josh Allen ran for 12 touchdowns. And this isn't the Cam Newton thing where you're like, yeah, he ran for 12, but he threw 8.
Right.
You're like, no. You can run for, if you're Drake May, let's be conservative. He doesn't need to run for 12 touchdowns. But if he runs for 5 or 6, now all of a sudden throwing for 20, 22.
Bingo.
You're 2 touchdowns a game, essentially, give or take, like, however you do it.
And you're a more dynamic, dangerous offense.
Yep.
So, look, if you don't want to get him hurt, I get that. I understand he's the franchise quarterback. You don't want to put him in harm's way. I'll accept that argument, but I also think you don't want to rein in what makes him special, or potentially, anyway, makes him special.
All the top quarterbacks last year running the ball played every game. You know, Jalen Hurts missed 2. I think one of them, though, was probably just because they already had everything locked up, right?
Jaden Daniels, I know, left a game early last year, but I don't think he missed a game.
But no, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Kyler Murray, all played. Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, they all played 17 games. Drake May got hurt a couple times. So, I mean, there is that part of it, but you're like, I don't know if it's simply because, and those weren't even on designed runs. Those were plays that, maybe you kind of clean up a little bit.
The one against, was it the Chargers where he tried to pick up the extra yardage?
Yeah.
I mean, that was stupid. He's got to go down.
Yep.
And the other one was at the end of a big run on a scramble against the Jets. And so, right, he needs to be more aware of that. Vrabel's got to coach that out. That doesn't mean he should never run. I mean, at least not to me. I know people out there disagree. So you can discuss. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe live today at Patriots Training Camp. Again, we're brought to you by McFarland Energy. It is day 3 here in Foxborough. We are high above the fields, and I'll tell you what, they are going through real light out there today. As Keefe said earlier, not even helmets. So a true walkthrough here today. We'll try to take away what we can. I'm not sure how much we can glean from it. You found those answers from Bourne and Henry to be interesting, though, about the McDaniels offense.
Yeah, because I was hopeful that we were going to get some wrinkle, and it was going to be different because, obviously, there's a ton of success with Tom Brady, and you're like, okay, you're not penalizing him for that, but that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady had success with everybody.
Yep.
So then you point to 2021, and you're like, all right, there was success with Mac Jones. I mean, they made the playoffs. They won 10 games. They had the 7th most points scored that season. So that's good. But Mac Jones and Drake May are different types of quarterbacks, and I feel like you should do different types of things with those guys. And, you know, we'll see, I guess. I mean, as of right now, it's only a couple of camp practices. I guess you want to include OTAs as well. So maybe things will sort of morph and adapt. But I wanted it to be a little bit different. I absolutely did. I mean, I was one of these guys. I think you were too. There's like, give me Ben Johnson. Give me Tanner Engstrom.
Are you surprised?
I am a little bit surprised.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I know you weren't. You were kind of sniffing this. I was like, you know what? The guy has been away for a little
bit.
This
is why I didn't want McDaniels. Because I would like the Ben Johnson or, the Sean McVay style of like that. That's what I want. And so the whole reason I didn't want McDaniels back is because I figured it would be the same offense. Now, he does run. Just look at Cam to Mac. They ran a ton of design stuff with Cam. The offense wasn't exactly the same as it was with Max. So there will be variety in the offense and wrinkles in the offense, but it's largely going to look like his offense, which, I just don't feel is, cutting edge. I don't feel like it's super imaginative, and I'm not surprised it's the same offense. He's the same guy. He's not going to change at this point in his career.
I was just we're sold a bill of goods. Now, here's one thing, though. It's not – Josh McDaniels didn't just get to pick all of his guys necessarily around him.
Nope.
So that's an interesting dynamic to watch throughout the year, especially
like
if
Todd Downing. You're talking about the coaches, right?
Yeah. The assistant guys around him are Vrabel guys.
Yep.
So this goes back to the conversation we had at the time. We feel like Robert Kraft hired Josh McDaniels. I think Mike Vrabel was okay with it. Clearly wasn't a deal breaker for him. But then look at all the other coaching assistants on offense. Those aren't Kraft or McDaniels guys. Those are Vrabel guys.
Yep.
So let's see how the season goes. And I wonder if maybe they're like, hey, we'll try it your way. And then if things aren't as successful as we're hoping for, then maybe we make some changes. And we have guys in place that are willing to make those changes. And then it becomes, I don't know, whether it's a hybrid. I don't think they completely punt. You can't just, you know, install a whole offense and change it.
No.
But, you know, but like some wrinkles and tweaks to it maybe are a little bit more likely to happen just because of the other coaches that are on the staff.
617-779-7937. You can discuss Josh McDaniels, the impact on Drake May. Should they turn him loose? Do you want to see Drake May run this season? Is that part of the package? Do you want him to be more of a pocket passer and protect him from injury? Again, you can discuss there. There's also Tom Curran, who, as you said last night, was on with you on NBC Sports Boston. Keith, he has the wide receiver depth chart as he sees it. You tell me how you feel about this.
Yeah.
He says, through the first 2 days, there's a pecking order among the group that's emerging. Call this pole position because it could change as the race unfolds, but it goes.
Good race car analogy for all our people up at Loudon.
Well, I was going to say, you're from New Hampshire, so you get that.
Not far from that
track. Vermont, yep. we don't have an official NASCAR track like that, so that's a little outside of my purview.
Uh-huh.
He's got Diggs 1.
Agreed. I think we can all agree on that.
Clear cut.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas 2.
I you know what? Fine. I think you can make an argument for Kyle Williams, but then he had a drop yesterday, so it was one of the down plays. He at least has shown it in real games. So Pop Douglas 2, I have no problem with.
He's got Kendrick Bourne 3.
I think that's high. I think that's based off of a good 2021 season, which for me I should like because it's happened post COVID, so it's a good season.
Right up your alley. That's true.
And you're kind of banking on that, but I know there's been injuries involved, but he's been pretty inconsistent since then. I would probably knock him. I would probably have Kyle Williams 3.
Okay,
especially if you're talking about like chances of making the team. If you want to play it like that, like if you do this whole list, and you're like, all right, top 5 guys make the team. Then I would say Kyle Williams certainly has a better shot than Kendrick Bourne.
He's got Williams 4.
Yeah,
And then he has Kayshon Booty 5. Now remember, Mac Hollins right now is on PUP. We'll see where he's at in his recovery.
Right.
If he's not going to start the season with the team, those might be your 5 receivers. He said all 5 are working with the presumed first-team offense at the start of 11-on-11. So just watching to me, and Curran's all the beat writers are watching this way closer, watching to me, it felt like Pop and Booty were more with that second group is how that felt to me. But maybe I was seeing
We know your eyes are kind of
well,
shot.
In fairness, what we've learned is that my eyes...
Mike Reese, Andy Hart.
My eyes are terrible.
Steph Diggs. All over the place.
It's true. But that was kind of how I saw it. Certainly Pop. I mean, the big catch he had yesterday was with Dobbs. But whatever. He says these are the 5 that are mostly getting reps with the top offense. He says Chisholm, Baker are getting work with all backups. He said Jalen Polk hasn't been out there. Mac Hollins hasn't been out there. So right now, those are the 5 that would make the team. How do we feel about that group?
So I agree pretty much. I would switch 2 things. Like I said, Kyle Williams, I put him over Bourne as safer than Bourne to make the team. Also, Mac Hollins not being out there clearly is a I would put him over Kayshon Booty, but if he can't go, then Booty gets a spot. So therefore, like I don't have a real quibble with these lists.
And we haven't seen anything. Again, our eyes are both very questionable, mine more so than I realize, but we haven't seen anything out of Chisholm that would say he's gotta be on the team.
No. Really haven't.
Not through 2 days.
Yeah, I think based on everything so far, Baker and Polk are the obvious see-you-laters. Mac Hollins, if you're healthy, you're on the team. If you're not, whatever. I guess you're just on the pup list or injured reserve or whatever. So that's sort of you're either here or you're not. I think it could probably come down to Kendrick Bourne, Booty, and Chisholm's going to have to really get going. Right? Like if Chisholm got a lot of compliments during OTAs. Mike Vrabel himself was very complimentary of Drake. Chisholm. Drake May
as well, yep.
So there's a lot of time left. He also has, and this doesn't always mean you make the team, but doesn't he have sort of the recipe of being the fun guy to watch during preseason games? And it might be Josh Dobbs or Dice's guy, Woolridge, throwing to him, and he makes a great play, and you're like, get this guy on the team. But you're like, well, there's 5 or 6 guys ahead of him.
Right.
So, like, I would say Chisholm, Booty, born.
All kind of in one bucket.
All kind of in one bucket, and then that also depends on Mac Hollins' status.
If Hollins starts on PUP,
yeah,
two of those guys are making the team.
But Diggs...
If Hollins is healthy and ready to go by the end of training camp, there's only one spot for those
guys.
That's
how I view
probably.
It.
I'm not putting six receivers. They all suck. I'm not putting six receivers on this team.
Stephon Diggs, Locke, Kyle Williams, because he's a third-round pick this year, Locke, and then Pop Douglas, I would assume, is also a lock. So it really do they keep five? Do they keep six? And is Mac Hollins healthy? I think that's pretty much going into camp what I thought, and I think it's been confirmed through these two and a half days.
Jones and Keefe live high above the practice. Some would say too far away based on our eyesight. High above the practice fields here in Foxborough. Day three, Patriots training camp brought to you by McFarland Energy. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. We got thoughts on the Red Sox trade deadline has officially started, Keefe. It's less than a week away.
Can you make moves?
Teams are making deals. No. I get told often that, like, wow, you got to wait till the last second. You got to wait. No.
Refreshing the Red Sox here on Twitter.
A team.
Seems like nothing.
Battling the Red Sox for a playoff spot made a pretty significant move last night. So we'll get to that coming up. We got the Friday Four Pack on the way at 11:30. We got the Week in Review at 12:45. Of course, we'll react to everything unfolding in front of us here on the practice fields as well. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A top five Friday. We're going to give that to you at 10:45. So call that a little less than a half an hour from now. We will rank the top five current Patriots on the roster.
It's already hot. It's hot today.
It's already sticky? Yeah, I told you to hydrate.
I'm trying.
Get hydrating over there.
But then I have to get up to pee all the time. It's the whole thing.
That's true. You don't have to.
That's true. I could just sit here.
A garbage can right over there. You don't have
just
to.
Just sit here.
So we'll get to all of that coming up here on Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile... Sounds like we have more evidence that Drake May wanted his backup quarterback out of town this offseason. Let's get to that right after Trending with Nick LaPan.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. After an off day yesterday, the Red Sox begin a three-game weekend series with the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Brian Bale will get the start for the Sox opposite the Dodgers' Emmett Sheehan. First pitch is at 7:10 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game right here with Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco on 93.7. And across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. According to Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox are recalling David Hamilton from AAA Worcester as Marcelo Meyer is expected to land on the injured list. A potential Red Sox trade target is off the board as the Arizona Diamondbacks are trading first baseman Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners. And after being carted off the field due to a dislocated non-big toe yesterday, Jets quarterback Justin Fields is returning to practice this morning. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds of Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess weight is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.